This is Dr. Singham dictating from Westwood Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Anna, A-N-N-A. Last name is Otzelnais, O-T-Z-E-L-N-A-I-S. Date of birth is 8-18-1949. Date of evaluation is 8-24-2022. HPI history page. Complaint psychiatric follow-up for management of schizophrenia and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 73 years old female with a lifelong history of mental illness. Patient has multiple medical problems including pneumonia, heart failure, anxiety. She is non-compliant on oral medications. I had started her on Prolixin Decanoid at my previous visit. I reviewed evaluation done by nurse practitioner Nancy on August 15, 2022. She was allegedly involved in a peer-to-peer contact and was swinging her phone charger, which hit another resident on his baseball cap while outside for a smoke. Period. During my evaluation, patient was fixated on wanting to get discharged and asking me to write order to discharge her to an AFC home. Patient's conversation is out of touch with reality. Period. She has limited insight, poor judgment. Patient did receive Prolixin Decanoid injection. Period. She needs to be monitored closely. And remains at risk for elopement. No reports of depression, but ongoing anxiety. Patient is on lorazepam gel and citalopram. No evidence of any abnormal facial movements or any movements of extremities. Next. No reports of any thoughts of harm to self or others. Period. Review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits. Forward from last visit on August 15, 2022, current medications, Prolixin Decanoid, 12.5 milligram IMQ, 2 weeks, Zyprexa 5 milligram HS, Depakane solution 1000 milligram BID, Celexa 20 milligram once a day, and Zyprexa 5 milligram at HS, and Ativan 0.5 milligram BID, gel. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general appropriately. General, somewhat disheveled demeanor, irritable motor movements, ambulatory, speech, nonsensical, mood, anxious, thought processes, disorganized, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, but has a history of being aggressive, perceptual disturbances, delusional, fond of knowledge. a poor level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, memory, recent limited, judgment and insight limited, sleep and appetite varies, assessment plan, paranoid, schizophrenia, F20.0, glands increase, prolixin, decanoate to 25 milligram, IM, Q, 2 weeks to stabilize patient's psychotic symptoms, period, discontinue Zyprexa to avoid polypharmacy. Continue lorazepam to alleviate anxiety as well as Celexa to improve mood. Disposition. Monitor for any changes in mood, behaviors, adverse effects of medications. Period. Patient has a lifelong history of mental illness and remains at risk for decompensation with any GDRs. The long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Continue behavioral interventions. Peer anticipate patient's needs. Encourage participation in diversional activities. Patient talked about wanting to go to an AFC home. Period. Social worker needs to explore with patient's guardian regarding realistic possibility of discharge to an AFC home. Procedure code 99309. Under supplemental administration, common side effect antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, SSRI, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.